It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 325.
Don't ever do that again. You sound like an absolute pest. You sound like a creepy old man who has invited a child over for candy.
Oh, you're a bit too loud. I'm turning you down.
I'm too loud?
Yeah, that's okay.
You're that better?
Yeah. It's Monday, everyone.
I had a bit too much coffee, I think, for you.
It's a bit of a late one. Bree had a car accident on the weekend.
Oh, geez. That's over-dramatised the whole situation.
Mm. Well, she called me and said, I've hit a car.
Yeah.
And she...
It's a phone call you don't ever want to receive. Yeah. Regardless, if someone's hurt, it's fucked. But also just the fact that you have to pay the premium and no one was injured and it was just a little ding.
Bree was I got brownie points.
Why?
Because I said to her, I was like, "Are you okay?" The first thing I said was, "Are you okay?"
Yeah. Well, that's a nice thing that you should say.
Yeah.
I hope I would say that.
But could you imagine if you rattled or something happened and you heard them? I think it was good. I think absolutely. That was the one thing. I'm like, "Are you okay?"
Yeah.
But I think that I was pretty – she later said I liked that that was the first thing you asked.
It's a nice thing. I mean, it's either
How's
telling –
How's the fucking car?
It's either telling because the old Josh would have done something different, do you reckon?
Been like, oh, no. No, I think that maybe like you can fall into the mode of being like annoyed. But I was I was actually – for me when those things happen,
yeah,
it's like when I pulled out the electricity when we were doing a show a few weeks ago. And what did you say?
I'm glad it wasn't me, which I wouldn't say that if it was my wife calling me because everything that happens to her affects me just as much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had to do a whole new show again. But
it sort of doesn't though in the sense of like when you think about
No, Mason was actually in agreement with me.
Yeah.
This is the thing. When it comes to tech stuff, the person that is obsessed with the tech and prides themselves on it fucks the tech thing. It's like, oh, thank God. I was more okay with you ruining the whole episode based on how much it affects you. And so I didn't care about it because I knew you'd beat yourself up over
it.
So
I'll never care about it. I was like, I wasn't beating myself up. So maybe I've got it wrong. Maybe I should have been beating myself up more. But I was like, this happens.
I've been always so optimistic in my life where something bad's happened and I immediately go to the reason why it will be okay or like that. I actually sometimes I've seen in my life that has been a not so great trait. It sounds like it's a real awesome trait. Bad stuff happens, you think the best in the situation. But there's also the level of accepting what's happened.
Yeah, I noticed that you were on the Poser podcast and Kel specifically talked about that. He said that you frame things in a positive – like if
he said I had rose-colored glasses. Mm.
Were you reflecting on that? Because he knows you pretty well.
Yeah. Well, I like to assume the best in most circumstances or think that, yeah, this is – something happens to you, you lose your job. What other option do we have? You can wallow in the pain of it, which I think it's like grieving and things. There's the reality of actually going through a process like that. But for our own lives, maybe there is – you know, you lose your job, cry for an hour –
well, seeing the best. Maybe it's the seeing the best in situations.
Yeah. So I think I've done that. But I think Kel's point on that podcast is that I think he pointed out what I've realized is that sometimes I'm actually overly optimistic about bad things. So I'm learning.
I'm more negative, I think.
Negative on bad stuff happening.
Yeah, or just on things that could be neutral.
Yeah.
I'll normally think of the worst case.
Yeah.
Mr. 97 with dating, whatever happens, he's always optimistic. Oh, yeah, it means nothing or whatever. And I'm like, no, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is very, very bad.
I'm just glad you didn't have to be a part of the dating scene. Because you didn't. You passed Shruti and then you bloody went out with...
Shruti and I...
Do you know why I remember Shruti? Because my son's daycare teacher is Shruti.
Shruti and I actually never kissed.
You never kissed Shruti?
No, Shruti kissed Lachlan.
You kissed her dad's papadam. Because he had one of the best Indian restaurants in Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely, he did.
So he had your lips around one of those papadams.
He was the head chef.
What was it?
The Curry Club.
Is it still there?
No, I think it might be.
If it is, we should do a Fat Fridays dedicated to the young love of Shruti and Josh Jansen.
I don't know if that's the accent sounds right.
Well, the way you spell Shruti, Shruti. Like, if you're a bogan Aussie, if you just say S-H-R-U-T-I.
Yeah,
Shruti. Shruti. Hey, love, Shruti.
Yeah, that's how I say it.
No, that's bogan. Shruti. Just roll the tongue or something.
But I don't know if that rolling the tongue is the legitimate thing. Well, but I actually had Indian on the weekend.
God, food chat Monday. But I was struggling.
But I was very excited because
big weekend.
No, actually, before I get to the Indian thing, that's a tease.
Well, is that the main thing? We got to get. We're going before that now.
Yeah.
Don't set that. Have that as a little transition.
No. What I was going to say is, with the car, the car is all scratched up at the front or whatever. But Bree's fine.
Was it bad? Like, did you? When you saw it, you're like,
nah, it wasn't. I've only seen a photo. I haven't sort of gone down and checked it out. Mm. But it was not as bad as what Bree was saying.
Okay.
$650 excess.
I've got a panel bed. Oh, no.
You have to go through, like apparently our insurance, you have to go through specifically.
Yeah, the specific panel
those
beds.
Those ones.
Yes.
But they Bree was happy because they're going to probably replace the whole front bit.
Yeah.
And I'd scratched the other side.
Oh, yeah.
And so she turned that around into somehow bringing my scratch into it.
Perfect.
So I don't know how that happened, but she said
to shut your mouth.
The way she did it was she was reversing out of a car spot and just clipped a car. And she
it
was
can
just
happen.
Literally the reason why she was parked, she was going into a BP service station to get a kombucha. Expensive
it's
kombucha.
It's always what happens. Going in for a butch.
Yeah, and that's the same shit.
And you have a crash.
But anyway, we had Indian and the place is called Punjab and it's on Johnston Street here in Collingwood. And I was very proud because for the very first time, we've never done this in Australia, but we didn't finish our food. I'm always trying to stuff everything. I'm like, need to eat everything. And I was like, you know what? I can't eat the whole thing.
Mm.
And then we asked for takeaway containers.
Yes.
And we put them in the takeaway containers and we took them home and then we had it for dinner the next night.
Unbelievable podcasting here at the Daily Talk Show.
That was Tommy pressing that button.
No, Josh actually clapped himself there. If you're just listening,
have you the doggy bag thing? I thought it was actually illegal.
It's not illegal at all. We've done this on the show. We worked out the doggy bag situation.
Yeah. So it turns out if you are licensed to take away, people can specifically you have to do it yourself. They can't take it back and do it. So there is a little. If you can get past...
You know why? It's because Gronks would take home Indian from Punjab and just 3 weeks later, I need a fucking bit of food.
Yeah. And they'd eat open up... butter chicken.
And they'd eat some butter chicken and they
shit
would...
Shit their pants.
Shit their pants instantly. And
blame it on Punjab.
Yeah. And blame it on Punjab. And then they'd be sued.
Do you... Mr. 97, I feel like you'd be the type to... Take away, have
mate,
a doggy
Mr. Bag. 97's the type not to go out for dinner.
Yeah. He did he went to a brunch place.
Yeah, with his family, they probably paid.
Yeah, they did.
So that's, I know the type. I know the 19-year-old type. 18. 18? 19.
19. He's 19. 19. 19.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Last year. we do. I mean, there's not usually, like, the portions aren't big enough at restaurants. Mm. Occasionally we will. But if there is leftovers and instead of just... giving them back, we'll just box them up.
It's the type of restaurant too, guys.
It was an interesting one because this was a set menu, which feels like it's riskier doing that.
You've got social anxiety around absolutely everything in life and this is one of them because you can just take home.
Yeah.
If you've ordered it and you've bought a shitload of food, you're deserving of being able to take that away.
But have you ever done it? I'm actually thinking it could be a thing where we start going to this Indian place all the time and getting like two, like actually... Yeah. Being clever about it, not being too greedy, only having half. Because the problem is that I still had too much rice on the day.
Yeah.
I didn't allow enough for Sunday. I mean,
these are hacks that you need to work out. Mm. You and Bree are a fam, no kids.
Yeah.
You can hack the shit out of restaurants. One meal, take it away and you're done.
Did you do that when you were in Europe, when you were honeymooning? Do you share meals?
Yeah, but... I've been sharing meals for so long. I was blown away when we went out for dinner, couples. We did a couples thing and I stupidly just followed your lead and Amy got a main, I got a main and I was just so sick. And you and Bree got mains. And this was at canteen, Mexican canteen.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I was just thing is, you prime yourself to only, like, my stomach is a certain size, and I think it's based on...
You think he's saying that we have bigger stomachs?
I reckon. I reckon. Okay. It's like Hulk smash food. He stretches his tummy out with a bit of water.
But no, do you think it works towards... I think the criticism Amy would have of you, if she had any at all, which I'm sure she doesn't.
She's got no criticism.
but if she did, it would be maybe that you are a bit of a leech.
I eat what she has, yeah. But what I'm saying is, if you just get in a pattern with your partner of
being
eating one big main and maybe getting an entree to share.
But do you think Amy sometimes wants her own meal? And
she eats much less than I do.
But that doesn't answer the question.
Why? No, she doesn't want to. Like, this is the thing we've thought about. If we have money, you'd end up wasting so much food on the plate.
But are there moments where...
Yes, I leech off her.
But do you think Amy would be like, hey, I've got mine... Because there is, I guess, there's a level where you want some level of independence and sometimes a meal. Yeah.
I think, Mr. 97, this is what you'll deal with in the first, dating scene that you're on, going out for dinner. You're not going to order one main to share. It's like you end up always going. The amount of dates I've been on where the girl's just sort of like nibbling, she's got so much left. It just happens.
Which I think it depends on the type of person. Like, I guess I'm seeking someone
who can out-eat you.
Not out-eat me, but can hold themselves, you know.
I mean, I've been in hard situations where I've dated a girl who could eat, and it was always, and I've always loved is
she won't share.
Someone who can leave a little bit left, a little bit there, and I'll just swoop in.
Well, Bree's quite good at, like, say this morning we had avocado on toast.
Fuck, we are strapped for content.
And when you say that, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. People think it's bad.
No, when you start with the main talking point being how you did takeaway at an Indian restaurant, that's the telltale sign.
Yeah, it was great. It was really. I have photos. I can put a photo up on Instagram.
My God, and that there's the other telltale sign.
Don't worry about that. We'll be right.
Just one question. Well, so on the avo thing, I said to Brie, which one's mine? She goes, the one with more avocado on it. Yeah. So she tends to always give me a little bit more.
Yeah.
Question though, in regards to when filling up the Indian, would you mix curries into a single plastic thing to save?
That's a personal question, mate. That's very personal.
What do you reckon? Like, I feel like Mr. 97 would be
throw
more.
Throw it all in there.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it
rice,
all in there, guy.
Rice, curry's all in the same thing.
Just we had five plastic things. We had a whole big container specifically for the yogurt.
All right, you monster, taking apart the ocean. Yeah. No.
Did you watch the 60 Minutes thing last night?
I don't
night?
Have a television.
60 Minutes last night did a whole thing. It's fucked up how the Australian sort of rubbish industry or whatever you want to call it, recycling, they're shipping it away to
they've
places
been doing
like
that.
It's always been going to China.
China.
Yeah,
but now there's an issue with Malaysia. Oh. So illegal setups in Malaysia are buying – sorry, are getting money for the Australian rubbish and then they're just burning it or doing really dodgy shit.
Okay. So Australia are paying them to
take
our
off,
shit and they're just setting up big sites. That's horrible. One thing that happened – like I haven't had this many times in the past year or so is the struggle of – not being able to pay on my card. I feel like it's becoming more common now to be able to, even if there's the limits and stuff, there's more places with no limit and card facility than there is less. There's a souvlaki place in St Kilda. The owner's just gone to jail for creating some, I think it was allegedly doing drug dealing or something like that with cryptocurrency and shit. That's what the newspapers say. But I went in there because I was surprised that it was still actually open.
You love the drama, don't you?
Well, no. I've talked about this guy on the podcast before and I was always just a bit off about it all. That's probably why I mentioned it. Anyway, I was surprised that his souvlaki shop's still open, right? And so I had some friends that were coming over and we were going to do a picnic and I was like, let's do souvlakis in the park. So we get all the pita, we get all the tzatziki and the cucumber and...
What do you... Not from the shop.
No.
You're literally
so just
getting the meat from them.
Yeah, and so we'll go... So I'll just go and buy the meat from the souvlaki shop.
Can you get a good deal on just the meat on its own?
It's actually pretty expensive. And so I went in there. It works out to be about $22 to be able to feed five people, which is not bad. Mm-hmm. And it was nice. We wanted to do a nice thing.
I could
was
do that a
just
whole
for me? Or
just for the meat.
Okay, yeah.
That's too much, don't you think?
Oh, that's okay. Five people.
You get 300 grams.
Each.
And
wait, 300 all up? No, no, no.
300 grams in total. It's like a little tub. So you're getting a nice tub.
That's quite expensive.
It's quite expensive.
300 grams is fuck
Do you think this is the fucking most annoying thing? No. The most annoying thing was I walked with my son for 10 minutes to go to this place. It's hot and Bodhi's. He's now in a period of his life where he's just speaking. It's like he's had some switch turned or he's downloaded a new program in the Matrix and he's just non-stop speaking.
Every time we spoke to you on the phone over the weekend.
Yes.
Hi, Josh and Bree.
Yeah. Hi,
bye,
Bree.
Bye,
hi,
bye, Bree. Bye, Josh and Bree.
Yeah.
Every
just
time.
Non-stop. Mommy, 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 daddy. Just non-stop.
Why, what
it's
do you
crazy.
Think it is?
I don't know. I think he's just – babies have milestones and it's like – it just happens overnight. Yeah. It's
he ticked
crazy.
Every Dickie milestone before he starts to speak.
He was masturbating before he could walk.
It's a jacket trade.
Watching this, Bodhi, and it's 10 years from now. I love you.
Yeah.
But you did. No. So Bodhi and I walk to this souvlaki joint. I get in there.
Does he walk now? Is that a dumb question?
No. I was walking the pram. He's lazy.
Okay.
He's too annoying to walk. He does, but then he's like uppy 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 uppy. It's a bit like you. So I have to pick up the big baby. Anyway, so we get into this souvlaki shop and I look over and this guy who, you know, owned this place had a cryptocurrency ATM machine. Mm. I look over and it was one of the saddest moments. It's just out of order.
Yeah.
Because his business has gone under based on his criminal activity. Anyway, I then order it. She's like, yeah, it's $22. And I look down and... No, cash only. Mm-hmm. It just made me so furious though. I was like, it built into my mind, this owner has gone, you know, and done
he's
something
just
bad.
He and so can now, only take cash.
Well, I did think it's like...
All of his bank accounts are probably being closed.
Exactly. So you can only take cash and this premises needs to still operate.
Yeah.
So I never carry cash. I
so
haven't had
you do?
Cash. But we had some money. This is so annoying because we got into Bodhi's piggy bank. He's got.
Why are you carrying around Bodhi's piggy bank?
I had to walk home.
Fuck off.
And get. I dropped off Bodhi at home, and then I had to go back in and get it.
Surely an ATM.
Nah, I forgot. I don't have my PIN codes. I forgot my PIN codes because I never use it. I'm always pay passing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to go home and get this. It was the biggest nightmare. Mm. It's still happening.
Yeah. No, it's
fucked.
Yeah. The whole idea of paying cash. For sure.
Yeah,
it's just it seems a bit archaic.
One, we just walked down to the shops with our friend Scooter Derek.
Yeah.
We bought a cookie each, Josh, and we paid on our card and then
did he pull out cash?
He pulled out cash.
Yeah.
And
a certain maybe it's like I've said it before, I've got a mate who would get $160 out at a time. I think I'm more likely to spend more money if I'm using cash.
Well,
than
I mean
if I'm
the
using card.
The push the other way is like I think Barefoot's even said digital currency, you feel like you don't know what. I mean, over the weekend, how much did you spend on a card for our new studio? Like,
oh, yeah.
It feels like he didn't spend a cent, but he spent $3,000.
Yeah. No, well, the studio's all happening. It's great. But I did, you know, we talked the other day about, I think it was maybe even Friday or who did we have on Friday?
Pete Shetland.
No, probably it was Thursday talking about spending money and just the antsy sort of vibe when you're about to drop a bunch of cash.
Yeah.
Definitely felt that.
You did?
Because it was like, I was buying from a German website and so I had to translate the whole thing.
Yeah.
It just felt like I was just beating the system. Just like it was all in German translated to English.
Yeah.
And so.
I got an email in the morning I looked at my phone, there was like five messages and then I got an email that Josh had forwarded on a receipt and I thought it was spam. Because you even wrote in the – you wrote as in the subject.
I said, guten Tag.
And I was Tommy. Like, he's been scammed. He's been hacked. Yeah. And there's now this $3,000 purchase.
Yeah. Well, because we'd spoken about it. We'd sort of agreed that, we're going to buy this stuff for the studio.
Yeah.
But then there's probably an extra layer of confirmation that I would typically get. But it was 11:30 at night.
Well, essentially, most contracts, we don't have one just as yet, but like a lot of them, the minimum is like anything over $500, you need to have confirmed by your business partner.
Yeah.
it was okay. Mason, don't learn from us.
Yeah. I think it worked out okay.
No, it's fine. I actually, 100% I didn't think about it. Mm. But there is a moment where I do think to myself, it's like, ah, in a business partnership, there is exceptions you make for each partner. If I imagine me spending $3,000 on some mic stands, you'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? You get no clue what you haven't researched. So I get it.
It's well, like, it's because it's like it worked all towards that moment of buying them, right? Yeah. Where it's like I'd been researching them for so long. It was probably going to cost us more money if I kept researching because time is money and the amount of time I've spent on it. But it was interesting. With the Easter's coming up.
Yeah.
Have you got specific – I know it's very food heavy, but every Easter I would get the Humpty Dumpty that has the Smarties. Mm.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
But you got over it. You don't do it anymore.
I mean, I was 5, 6.
Yeah.
I was very young. We don't do any of that stuff. I'm not even – I mean, the thing I'm looking forward to about this Easter is Hey Tiger chocolate, which Brie, your partner, works for. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. But, nah, bro. That's very old school.
So would you have a specific thing? So on Fridays, it's like I go, I'll probably watch the Good Friday Appeal.
Is this legit? You're not pulling?
No, I'll watch Channel 7. I'll watch Good Friday Appeal.
Why?
Because it's just, have you ever watched it at Mr. 97? Do you even know what it is?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's awful though.
It's not awful.
It's great, but it's boring.
No, but it's pretty interesting.
And they managed
talk show, could we do some form of donation where if it's read out on the show, we'll double it? $50 from the Daily Talk Show podcast. If we mention it on the show, they're doubling it to $100.
Where are they mentioning it?
On Channel 7 at the panel. There'll be like a bunch of Home and Away, so like Charlie Clawson, but current.
Will they actually say the business?
They'll say the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah. I don't – I mean, it's not a good, should we give to charity?
Yeah,
just
give that's
money
what I mean.
Outside of –
Let's give it – like, but it's nice having the sort of
– It's nice getting a shout out.
Bit of PR.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
Is that what
PR.
You want?
Yeah, maybe a jeez. Tiny bit of
– I mean, this is where people are also spending their money outside of charity. I'm selling a boxing kit. It's like all my –
I thought you were bringing that to the office.
No, I've got our one, which is all the good stuff. Great. And then I'm selling all the shit stuff.
Okay, perfect.
But I've put it all up as like a pack that you can buy all together.
The ultimate shit pack.
I'm not selling it like that. It's just called assorted boxing, kickboxing equipment.
Okay.
Anyway, I got this message from a bloke named Kieran. And
sounds like a boxer actually, Kieran.
Kieran. I think Kieran's from Bendigo, from what I can see.
Has anger problems, I reckon. Do you think?
Well, wait for it. So I basically said, here's a whole bunch of shit I'm selling. It's X amount of dollars, $250 or whatever. Not separating anything. Mm-hmm. What do you think people message and say?
Will you do the bag separately?
Yeah, sure, $250 for everything. Mm. I'll throw everything in there because I just don't want to do it. Anyway, it's his first thing. Is this available? Hey, mate, would you sell just the two headgears? Because there's like Muay Thai full boxing headgear.
Did you wear the shorts? Did you ever have the shorts?
Yeah, I had the Bogan shorts.
From Thailand?
Thailand, yeah.
I brought some home for my brothers, yeah.
They're just, unless you kickbox in them, don't wear them.
Yeah. You could wear them as maybe like boxes that you sleep in, maybe.
I mean, get around the house. But the what we're talking about is a Thai kickboxing. Mm. They're like pretty tight around the hips and then just.
I think I would potentially like it. It might act as like a bit of a girdle.
I know what you mean.
Just like fucking.
There's something comforting about having your tummy pulled in, isn't there?
Yeah.
I
wear my jeans quite high for that reason.
I know you do. Anyway, he says to me, hey, mate, would you sell the two headgears? And I said.
Did you say it like that?
Yeah. I said, how much were you wanting to spend? I was entertaining him at this point. Wasn't planning on separating, but the offer's good. I'll be up for it.
Can I guess how much?
No, he didn't.
He said 50 each.
No, he didn't even come back to me. He said, not a whole lot. He doesn't want to spend much. It's mainly just for me and the boys. We want to throw down in the shed. And when we get pissed, last time I nearly broke my mate's jaw. So we want some headgear.
I think you showed me a video of you doing this exact thing with Conspiracy Jimmy.
We did this exact thing. I said, that's a cause worth supporting. $80 and they're yours.
Oh, that's good. Has he written back yet?
He said, all right, if the boys want to put in, I'm in. I'll get back to you.
What time did he send this?
I can't even see the time here. It's in that Facebook.
You do it the other way. You swipe.
Hang on. Nah, it's just saying his name.
Was it a Friday night, Saturday night? Was he probably on the piss?
No, I think it was a Sunday. He's probably concussed. Nearly died.
His girlfriend said, if you're going to do this again, at least wear headwear.
Nearly died from getting hit by Jeff in the shed.
Jeff Shed.
Nearly hit his dad's mower.
on anger issue stuff.
Because these guys have it?
Yeah, because it's like anger issues. Mr. 97's bro, James, did you see his Insta story that he was doing about the detention?
Oh, hang on. We'll just say, for the two people in the room that are still on social media, did we see it?
No, you guys probably didn't.
You
did?
No, I saw it.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm the other person on social media.
Yeah.
So how's that happen? Another bloke has seen it.
But it was interesting. There was a whole bit on detentions.
Yeah, what happened?
And the idea of replacing detention with meditation.
I have heard this. This was in the paper ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is – and so what?
Well, so what? How would you feel about like when you were growing up switching from doing detention to if they were to say open up the app and – have waking up with Sam Harris?
Yeah, I was forced into counselling. Not forced, but...
Really? Was that a forced thing?
Well, when I was young, I was year seven.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much option you have when you're year seven. Mm-hmm. I hope Bodie's listening to me when I say we're going as a family to counselling. And he doesn't, and he can cry and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I look back on going to counselling with my mum as beneficial times. Like,
so you reckon you'll definitely... You reckon a certain age...
No. Not saying I will, but I'm saying if I was to have a time where Bodie is young and I say this is as your parent, this is the most beneficial thing that I think, you know, for this thing, whatever's going on, you know. So it's like, so what I'm saying is, forcing kids into meditation, it's forcing them. Yeah. They don't want to fucking do that. They don't want to be at detention. And I think about me, that kid that was at detention.
Did they do green slips at your school?
Nah.
Ours was a green slip colour. Anytime you got a detention was on green paper.
Interesting.
Which seemed like super official, but really they just changed the paper in the printer.
Yeah, true. So I think it's beneficial.
Mm.
I think getting kids, they might down the track think back and go, remember when I learnt meditation when I didn't want to?
Yeah.
And now I do it all the time and it's fucking sick.
Yeah.
It's
did
cool.
Did you ever get in detention, Mr. 97? Ever, like once?
Yeah, I did.
What for, bro?
It's gonna get real dark.
No, it was mocking a teacher's accent.
Oh, what was it? Can you do it?
Absolutely.
No,
don't do it.
It wasn't even. I mean,
what nationality?
No, don't even.
Yeah, don't go there.
Okay,
it
so we know
it
what
wasn't,
we
it
know,
wasn't even that bad.
I can guess.
He had
nationality.
A good. No, don't guess.
It's not South African. You can take off.
It's not South African.
That's what I'm saying. You can take off as South African. German, take it off.
No, I reckon Italiano? Don't do it.
Yeah,
I don't think don't,
so. Signora
don't
Wolf.
No, I don't think. I think the Shruti stuff before was enough from you.
I'm just saying the name over here. So we've identified what accent it was.
No.
God,
no.
We're good, no, Josh.
No. What did you learn from the whole experience?
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah.
I mean, probably the worst thing was just being like the coordinator came in from next door and he overheard it. So it must have been quite loud.
Yeah.
I can't even remember, to be honest. And he like pulled me out of class and then brought me into his office behind everyone, which was just literally a glass panel. So everyone was just like looking.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Like
what year?
It would have been year nine. Okay. Year nine? Yeah.
Did they tell you? Because they write it down and then you have to show your parents.
Not always. Not always. No, not at my school.
I thought you had to get it signed by the parent.
Nah. What year were you getting?
No, but that was just like across the board.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to be able to, like you, they needed to show that, you know, like there was communication going on and all that.
Yeah, because
there was after school, because remember there was after school detention and then there was lunchtime detention?
Yeah.
Did you do, was it the, this one?
I'm pretty sure there was morning as well. Really? We had morning at our school.
Saturday detention was the big one.
That's a private school thing.
Is it? Public schools can't afford to be open on a fucking Saturday.
True.
That's sports and stuff at private schools.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's like rowing.
That's why they have Saturday detention.
I never got the Saturday detention.
Yeah.
What do you have to do? Were you not expelled?
No, I was not expelled at all.
Did you ever
pass year 10?
Suspended?
I was surprised I passed year 10. No, never. Never once. Never asked to leave. Amazingly. How I got through that, I either got out of the private school I was in early enough before I got expelled. Definitely would probably have been asked to leave once I got. I wouldn't have passed.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, I passed year 10 and I one term missed 30 days or 25 days or something of the term. They still passed me. So, but then I got into year 11. That was VCAL, which is
VCAL, yeah, VCAL past. Kids. Yeah. I was speaking to a mate yesterday who was saying that the big thing at the moment in primary schools is competitions around who can have the least amount of waste in regards to their lunch. So parents are being encouraged, like, get rid of the Glad wrap, get rid of any packets.
Wow.
So kids are going, like, hardcore, like, going to school with no plastic or rubbish.
You're probably also getting a few little wankers rocking up with an AeroPress for lunchtime. Times have changed, dude.
Yeah.
You're right. There is, like, there is packets inside packets inside packets with kids, like, little.
But they're getting rid of it all. Like, you just, they're going, like, completely, like, no plastic, yeah. Which I thought was interesting.
I remember, like, it even got to a point where it wasn't cool to have a lunchbox. You know, it's like there was.
What does that mean? What do you do?
You just bring a bag. You know, like.
It's a plastic bag. I literally had my lunch in a plastic bag.
Well, yeah. So lunchboxes. I never had a lunchbox because I
and
always.
And you also were never cool.
Well, no, I was.
Lunch orders.
No, I had lunch orders. Yeah. I was a lunch order kid. So no, I had. Yeah. Know, chicken tenders were big.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was. I think that's. Kids have it tough, man. It is such a brutal time in your life where you're young, your brain's developing, you've got no sense, you're bloody impersonating teachers.
But do kids go to milk bars and stuff nowadays? Do you remember that was a big thing?
No, it would be 7-Eleven. It would be the bigger one. Fuck that. You go to Coles, a dollar. I'll tell you, chocolate bars are cheaper than when we were kids now.
But do you reckon kids are so woke now that they're seeing that as naughty and like, oh, I don't want a Mars bar. Because like canteens were huge, but like just the amount of shit that you would eat.
They're going to the servo to get a kombucha and some bliss balls from Steph Claire Smith.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's definitely changing things.
I think it's good. I think it's moving in a positive direction.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm glad. Tomorrow we've got String on the show.
Yeah.
She's blown up on LinkedIn.
The queen of LinkedIn.
Yeah. And so I think we'll talk all things LinkedIn, and also she's the video evangelist for a company called Shootster, which she announced last week.
That's so tomorrow.
Yeah. It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. My blood sugar's quite low. So we'll just.
Time to get a kombucha.
Yeah. Catch you later.
Bye. See you guys.